Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time for the Wide Nine. We look back, we look ahead, we talk college and pro football. We do it every Wednesday at this time. And our host is Thomas G. Milliken. Gov, what do you got?
All right. Ohio State comes to the Big House this Saturday to take on Michigan and is what is simply known as the game. What is your favorite moment of this rivalry?
Selfishly, 95, Biaka Batuka, 313. It got Northwestern to the Rose Bowl, so thank you, Michigan, for that one. Loved the 97 game. Loved everything that went into the 06 game, despite the death of Bo Schembechler, but selfishly, 95.
Mine was 97. I was actually in the end zone as a fan, and when Woodson ran the punt back coming that way. And before that, him and David Boston going at it, that was just, it just made that game.
I mean, we all look at this through Michigan's glasses,
right?
You know? I mean, I think last year, in some ways, kind of summed up where things are at and just how far Michigan is away from them. Obviously, it's not a favorite moment, but yeah, 97, the Woodson return. Also, Desmond.
Yeah.
2013 was a good game, too. Remember, Michigan went for two to win the game at the end.
Devin Gardner had like a
completely overmatched.
Leg.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, though.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to see tomorrow or Saturday.
Exactly.
All right. Give me a blueprint on how the Wolverines pull off the upset and defeat the Buckeyes.
Defensively, they get to Justin Fields, bother him, sack him a few times, and don't leave lanes open. You have your spy. I mean, Penn State had a spy, but the spy didn't do anything. Make sure there's no great lanes for him to run. And on the other side of the ball, I think obviously they'll have to double-team Chase Young, but I think quick passes. They can't. If he's back there all day looking around, he's going to get sacked eventually.
Yeah, I think I echo what Stoney says. I think the two guys who have to have their very best games are obviously Shea Patterson, and I think Cam McGrone has to have his best game. He's got to make the right decision every time, get Fields on the ground, not just, you know, after he gets rid of the ball, get him on the ground. If they can get to him, which is something they could never do last year, then I think they got a real chance to pull the upset.
I think they got to take away J.K. Dobbins. I do.
Run first?
I think you've got to make Justin Fields beat you, and I know that might be suicide, but I think that's where the advantage is in the game, that they have a running game. So, anywho, all right, Michigan fails to beat Ohio State this coming Saturday. Is the season a complete failure? Give me one goal they would truly accomplish if they don't win this game.
I mean, look, I'm not a big failure guy, because to me, failure, I think F. I think they didn't do anything right, and they still, you know, won some nice games. They beat Michigan State. They beat Notre Dame. I think what they've done this year is that they've identified an offensive coordinator and then have identified an offense to go along with a terrific defensive coordinator. So even if they lose the game, I think they have a strong foundation going forward. But I understand that it all comes down to Saturday.
Complete failure, no. What they've done, Jamie kind of alluded to, besides the offense, they would have beaten two out of their three rivals. And that means something to a lot of people.
I guess my problem is basically what they would have done if they don't win this game is last year beating Wisconsin and Penn State at home is no different than beating Michigan State and Notre Dame at home this year. And they've accomplished none of the big things. Yeah, smaller, Gattis, they have something there. I think the emergence of Nico Collins.
I think they have an offensive identity, but you're right. This season would be exactly like the previous seasons under Harbaugh.
All right, Michigan State hosts Maryland on Saturday in East Lansing. Will this be the last game Mark D'Antonio coaches at Spartan Stadium?
Well, it should be, but I have a strange feeling the answer is going to be no. I think he's going to come back, and I don't know what his staff is going to look like, if it's going to be any different or not. I just have a feeling he's coming back because nobody has the cojones to tell him he can't come back.
I think he's a smart man, and I actually think this will be his last game. I really do. I don't know if he's going to announce it on Saturday. Maybe he'll let some time pass. I don't know if he'll play the health card because obviously he had the heart issue back in 2010, but I have a feeling he will retire gracefully. Maybe he'll say the bowl game, if they win on Saturday and they go to a bowl game, will be my last game. But yes, I'm wagering it will be his last game.
You know what else? He's burning red shirts. If I believe what I read, like Trey Mosley and Dobbs, the offensive lineman, they're going to play Saturday, which means four games. So they're burning their red shirts.
Here's what Michigan State fans need to root for. That this looming deposition in January, if he comes out looking really bad there and it then kind of has to resign, or there's a fleeing of the program right before recruiting time and he's losing recruits, that's the worst case outcome. Either step away now and then the deposition can be the deposition, you know?
That's why I think he'll retire in December and say the bowl game is my last game.
Very good, Jamie. All right, Jerry Jones vented after the game on Saturday or Sunday against the Patriots about the coaching staff. We haven't heard a peep from Martha Ford, Rod Wood, or Bob Quinn about the 3-7-1 Lions. Would you like to hear something from them, or in the grand scheme of things, does it really do any good?
Yeah, of course I'd love to hear something from them. I'd love to hear Martha Ford speak on a, I don't know, every once, maybe once or twice a year. She is the owner of the team. I do think she owes it to the fans, but this is the world we live in, unfortunately. It's not going to change. It's never going to change as long as she owns the team. If Bill Ford takes over the team, I have a feeling you'll hear from him more.
I would love to hear from her. Like to hear from Rod Wood even more when it doesn't have to do with business matters. But yeah, would it do any good? Probably not. I don't think that would change their opinions of anything. But yeah, as a fan, you want to hear from your owner every once in a while.
I just get bothered more from anything than Bob Quinn. I want to know what he thinks is going on with this team right now. Mm-hmm. And his strategy to not speak during the season, I just think that you can't put up that wall and always say that you're not going to speak.
When you're performing this poorly.
Because you get the fan base is like, well, if you don't care, why should I care?
Yeah.
All right, go back before Matt Patricia was hired. Do you think Jim Caldwell should have been fired? If you answer yes, who do you think the Lions should have hired in hindsight instead of Matt Patricia?
Okay, since we're playing hindsight, I still think Jim Caldwell should have been fired because I didn't think it could have taken the next step, okay? And like you said, hindsight, Frank Reich. Frank Reich has done a great job with the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah,
and he was available.
And he actually got the job only because Josh McDaniels screwed them at the end.
Yeah, I agree with what Stoney said. I didn't even think about Frank Reich. That's a good name. I did like Mike Vrabel at the time, and even though they've been inconsistent, I like some of the things he's done with Tennessee. He's overcome, obviously, a quarterback situation down there, and he might have them in the playoffs with the great Ryan Tannehill. Who knows? And then, obviously, this name's going to come up a few more times, but John Harbaugh at the time had a year remaining on his contract, and maybe that's the kind of thing where you can go after him and say, you know, what will it take? The Buccaneers acquired John Gruden and they won a Super Bowl. Could the Lions have acquired John Harbaugh?
Bingo, Jamie. He was available at that time. You would have been able to get him for a draft pick.
Yeah.
They had lost to the Bengals at home and didn't make the playoffs. And there was a lot of, you know,
backlash.
People thought that maybe this is the right time and maybe you could have plucked him for a second round pick. So maybe you could have got him instead of Kerryon Johnson. Unbelievable.
But would you rather have?
But would he have been lionized?
No. All right, the Steelers haven't scored 30 points in a game all year. They're a huge offensive team the last several years. They lost Big Ben, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell. However, they're 6-5 and currently the sixth seed in the AFC. Is Mike Tomlin hands down NFL coach of the year?
He's definitely a candidate. Maybe this is the year that they finally give it to a guy who has been a great coach for a long time. You know what I mean? Like, they always give it to, like, the Sean McVay, or maybe this year it'll be Kyle Shanahan, who does more than people expect him to. But you could make an argument for Harbaugh. You could make an argument for Sean Payton, who, you know, winning without Breeze for as many games as he did. What about Bill Belichick?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, great coach.
He's coach of life.
I don't know that he's ever won coach of the year. You know what I mean? Like, the great coaches don't usually win that award, but Tomlin is certainly a very good candidate.
Tomlin's definitely a candidate. It shouldn't be hands down. Shanahan's right up there. Granted, things change because the record last year was because the quarterback got hurt. But the fact that they've been able to have one of the best teams in the league is amazing. And John Harbaugh, although he made the switch last year, the fact that he did not make the switch in the playoff game to put Flacco in kept Lamar Jackson's confidence up probably. And I think that was a great decision. I think Harbaugh probably should be. And I've actually heard, and he won't get it, and people will laugh, that the job that Brian Flores has done in Miami to have that team even competitive in games – is absurd.
How about Adam Gase?
You know what? They're starting to play well.
If they get the 9-7.
What about John Gruden?
Yeah, Gruden, but I think it's how they finish.
Yeah.
All right, how about Matt Patricia?
Oh, my.
Oh, right. No one's saying that?
During the Monday night broadcast, Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland compared Lamar Jackson to Michael Vick. Is this a fair comparison, or is Jackson already better than Vick ever was?
I don't think he's better than Vick ever was. I mean, people, you know, we forget how great and dynamic Vick was. I think Vic threw a better long ball than Lamar Jackson. I think Jackson's probably a little better runner, but the offense is built for him more than Atlanta's was built for Vic, I think.
Vic won at Lambeau against Favre in a playoff game. Yeah. Let's not forget that.
Yes.
Okay. He, and as great as I think Lamar Jackson is, he has not won a playoff game yet. So let's temper it a little bit, but damn, is he exciting.
Sample size, right?
Yeah.
That's why that's too premature.
Yeah.
All right, finally, and this has got to be maybe one of my favorite ones of the year. Let's go back to Monday Night Broadcast again. At one point, while the Ravens were annihilating the Rams, Booger McFarland said the Ravens are like the HBO show The Wire. Then he compared the Rams to Melrose Place, kind of hinting that they were soft and Hollywood-ish. A lot of names. What TV show best resembles the Detroit Lions?
So the Big Lead picked up on this yesterday, and they said the Lions were Dads, which apparently was a show that was on briefly at the start of this year, and everyone said, oh, it's a pretty good show, and then went off the air like 2 weeks later. Oh. So that was them this year. But for longer term, I said Castle. That was on TV for a long time, was never really did anything. People weren't even aware that it was still on TV, and yet it stayed on TV for a long time.
I think the Lions are Saturday Night Live. There's always a little...
They've had greatness.
Hold on a second.
Saturday Night Live is one of the greatest, longest-running shows of all time.
I understand that, but they always have some greatness. Lions, up until now...
Who's Eddie Murphy?
Barry.
Okay.
Barry.
Ferrell's Calvin.
Yeah.
Who's Gilda Radner, Stoney?
Hold on. Here's my point. My point is when you watch Saturday Night Live, it's usually... Okay, there's usually a few skits that are really good, like the Lions, Barry, Herman, whatever. A few skits really good, and then the rest of it just flops.
I was going with Last Man Standing until about 4 years ago. Now it's Last Woman Standing.
Yeah, I mean...
I wrote down first Sesame Street because it speaks for itself.
The Sesame Street and Saturday Night Live are two of the greatest shows ever made. What is wrong with you?
Full House.
I don't think you got the question.
I thought of Full House. I just don't get why... It was just...
On forever?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. That's one of Heather's shows. That's the Wide Nine. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.